where God wanted me to be. And so I thank him today on this anniversary day of Beacon of Hope. As we start our 17th year, God has been with us every step of the way, through some hard times, through some wonderful times, through some amazing services, so through some times of hurt and pain. But God has always been there. He's been our strength, and our goal always has been to get the Word of God out there as much as we can, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. Station ID, we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is the second hour of our anniversary show for Beacon of Hope Ministries today. And as always, we are right here in the radio station of TantalkNetwork.com. If you're listening globally, you can hear these shows. They're always repeated on Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. You may want to write those four words down. It's www.StarcomRadioNetwork.com. They pull our shows every weekend. They play this show at 10, 2 hours, followed by our Go Yard show, which I'm going to ask Betty to talk about in a minute. And we do that and pay to have these shows out there because StarCom reaches about 60 cities across the United States and in 8 or 9 countries. So wherever you are listening to this show, we just thank God for you. We hope that you are benefiting from the Word of God today. Betty, tell them about our Thursday night show, if you will, every week. And we're in our fourth year on that one.
I have to laugh because it does not seem like 4 years.
I know. Crazy.
It just seems like it started yesterday.
I know.
Go Yard is a life coaching show featuring the one and only Mama Mac.
That's my other name.
Our own Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Yes.
A licensed mental health counselor. They give you
PhD, too.
And, huh?
And she's a PhD.
Oh, PhD, yes. Don't forget that.
No.
One of the things that I think I like about the show is that you give us answers to life questions from a human perspective, mm-hmm. something that we can understand, anywhere from abuse to boundaries to alcoholism, getting help for abusive situations.
Right.
It's free counseling.
Free counseling.
And coaching show. Every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Fan Talk. It is an awesome show, and I think even last week when you were talking about different situations, you get so much out of it that sometimes you have to re-listen to it because sometimes you miss things because it just, you know, it clicks, and then you think, well, what did she just say? It is a very open dialogue show. You can call in with questions, and Dr. Angel and Mama Mac are willing to answer whatever questions you have. I think it's a show for today's world.
I think it is, and we love doing it, and we just ask God to give us those topics, and he always does. You can go here to TantalkNetwork.com, go to podcast, go down to Go Yard, which means hitting a home run in life, and you can listen to old shows. Plus, go to our website for that show, Go Yard 2014, because that's the year we started that show. GoYard2014.org. It's an O-R-G. And we've got titles on the shows on our website. So, good thing to do. You know, in all these 16 years, Betty, we were talking and reminiscing today because there were so many people there, some that had come early on in the ministry, that stayed with us, some that had left, come back for various reasons. We were talking about just the different buildings we've had through the years with all the different changes, times when we were huge, times when we were small, but how God has always, always paid the bills and always seen us through every situation that we've had to deal with. And there's been hundreds and thousands of people that have been touched and blessed by this ministry. God told me a few months ago that countless, he used the word countless, and he's used it with me now several times. Countless numbers of people have been blessed by the word of God that flows from this ministry, whether it be to this show or in our services. And that's the goal, Betty. It has always been the goal. It is not, We never named this place Marcia McAllister Ministries. We never did. It's Beacon of Hope Ministries. I got an email this week, and it said from this person that listens to our weekend, on the weekend, to our shows. And he said, these shows are a true beacon in a dark place. And I just, it was so such a blessing just to get that sentence from that individual. And that's what it's all about. Betty, comment on that, and then we're going to go to the song, Word of God.
Well, I think if you remember back, Pastor, back many years ago, there was a word of prophecy, and the word of prophecy came from God.
Yeah.
Is that the ministry that God has put you in, that you were going to have a lighthouse for hurting people.
Right.
And He has continued that promise to you all of these years.
And that was clear back in Cornerstone days in Indiana.
Yeah, back in the 1990s.
Yeah.
And it was just, again, a prophetic word that came about, and that just shows you that God kept his promise.
He did. And go ahead.
And you are about to embark on a new beacon around the world is through StarCom Media, is that, you know, we'd prayed for, Lord, how can we get the word out? Yeah, we're on the radio. We're on 106. We're on the FM stations now. We're on StarCom Media. We're on Tantalk 1340, Facebook. So you can see how broad the word of God is spreading out through, you know, social media, through radio, through television, and it just blows my mind. And that's what that, you know, the people before us that come on,
yes,
is that, you know, God is going to blow our mind.
He's going to
blow your mind, Pastor Mark, and he's going to do that to his children too.
Right.
Is that you're going to see a mighty move of God in the next few days, weeks, and months to come. And don't be surprised at all, because God, what God says he will do, he's going to do.
I couldn't agree with you more, Betty. And I keep those little journals, and I go back over all the promises and everything that he said. And we aren't on TV yet, but I believe that God is going to open that door and provide the finances. I have no idea how that's going to happen. But you know what? I never had any idea how any of this was going to happen, and God continues to surprise me. And you know, clear back to the days of Cornerstone, Betty, in Indiana, and we have listeners to this show that are our old Cornerstone people, and we love you all so very much.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
There's been so much healing through the years with these Cornerstone people that were sad when God told me to come to Florida, and there were some hard feelings, but God has mended so many of those feelings and brought you and Megan and Cindy Logan and others really into this ministry, Beacon. And, you know, we could never have predicted back then how all this was going to happen. I wasn't planning on saying this, but I'm going to before I do this song. The night I was ordained in Cornerstone Ministries, I was ordained under the group that I was a part of, Gospel Crusade out of Bradenton, Florida, Gerald Durstein's ministry. And Reverend Alice Gonzalez came up there to... not Gonzalez, I got her last name wrong, but anyway, that's okay. She came up there to preside over that service. You weren't there yet, Betty, as a part of Cornerstone. And my mom and dad were pastors, and they flew up from Indiana for that service. And Dad had not really been one of those that would ever have said that he gave out a prophecy from God. But that night, he got up and took the pulpit, and he prophesied. I don't know if I can tell this without crying, because he's with the Lord now.
Okay.
But he promised, he said, she will only be here for a short time. And it was only 7 years to the day. And he said, God is going to take this message through this minister, me, around the globe. He said, I have no idea how. And he prophesied that, and it was, we have it still on tape. It was an amazing night that all that happened. And here we are. That was in 1985. So, you're talking a whole lot of years, right? 30-some years since that night. And where we, I'm sitting in this chair, and we are broadcasting around the globe right now. And I give God the glory and the praise for all he's done. And it's all about his word. Word of God, word of God speak. And then, Betty, I want you to talk. Word of God speak.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words.
That's me.
And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. In the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, I hear your voice, and word of God speak, would you pour down?
Betty?
Oh, you know, when you sit in God's presence and you listen to songs that actually quote scripture and they give us hope, they give us the a joy unspeakable.
Right.
you are a loss for words because mm-hmm. there's no words to describe
it's
it.
It's so wonderful.
While I was listening to that song, this thing and it came to me. It says, "Where God guides, He provides."
Yeah.
And God is going to provide for you the things that you need. He's going to provide the desires of your heart. And who else but a loving God would want to give you the desires of your heart?
You know, you're exactly right. And a couple days ago, I was at my sister's house, who is suffering from very serious illness. And I was cleaning out a refrigerator. And she's very, very ill. And she said, "If you had the ability, what would you do full time?" I said, "I would teach the Word of God full time, everywhere He sent me." She said, "You mean you wouldn't want to be a realtor full time?" I said, "No, I love that, but no. If God provided the means, I would do it every day, all day. That's where my heart is." And I think that so often the ministry gets a bad rap because there's so many people in it that do it for the publicity or whatever. And God wants us to simply want to serve Him. Not to make money off the ministry or anything like that. And I want to go to verse 14 of Psalm 91 here. Because here's what God is talking to us. He says, "If you'll hold on to me for dear life, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care. If you'll only get to know and trust me," that's the key right here. Getting to know Him. That's why we're doing this series. Who is He? To help you get to know Him. "If you get to know me and trust me, call me and I'll answer. I'll be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you." And then I love this next sentence. "Then I'll throw you a party. Ha! I'll give you a long life and give you a long drink of salvation." That's what God wants to do for us. "Call me and I'll answer. I'll be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life and give you a long drink of salvation." God wants to do that for you, dear listener, not just for me and for Betty. He wants to do that for you. He wants you to find Him in such a way that you get to really know Him and trust Him. Because He wants to throw you a party. Wow.
Yeah, those are powerful words. I know to some people you're going to say, "Oh, okay, that's just another part of Scripture." But if you look at the intent behind it, of what God is trying to tell you, is that if you will trust Him, if
right.
you will, He'll get you out of trouble.
Get you out of trouble.
He'll get you out of trouble if you trust Him.
Yeah. And when I said this morning, Betty, I got to that point right there that He wants to throw you a party. And this just welled up in me this morning, and I think it applies right here. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. There really is going to be a party.
Well, you know, it's amazing is that when we trust Him.
Yes. Yes.
There's nothing more that we want to do than to serve Him. When
yeah.
we have that dependence on Him, when we surrender and say, "God, here I am. I'm laying flat on the floor," and that song you says, "I need you." Mm-hmm. Oh, I need
you.
Oh,
I need you.
Oh, I need you, Lord. I need you to give me hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me strength. And I'm going to say this to you today. Lord God, give me the desires of my heart. My desire, Lord God, is to serve you and mm-hmm. to serve you only.
Yeah.
I know there's a few other people in your ministry that want to serve the Lord in full-time ministry.
Yeah.
I could serve through serving children.
Mm-hmm.
I, Megan is to sing to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is to teach the word and to preach the word to the gospel to all ends, north, south, east, and west. And that's what we have to do, not, oh, maybe every 4 or 5 days, you know, let's talk to God and say, hey, you know, I got 4 days here worth of. We need to talk to him like I'm talking to you right now.
Right, absolutely.
Like I talk to my dogs, my cats, or my horses, or my friends, or my husband, or my daughter. I need thee every hour.
Right.
And
yeah.
That's what's so important, my friend, is to understand the love of God in your life. What he will give you if you trust him. What he will
Amen.
Do for you is beyond measure.
It's exactly right.
Because of his love for you.
Because he loves us and he wants to bring us out. Like we've been talking about that. I talked about it on the Facebook post on Thursday. He wants to bring us out to bring us in. He wants to bring us out of things that are binding us, things that are keeping us from being all we can be for him. He wants to bring us out to bring us in. He wants to deliver us. One of his names is Deliverer. He wants to set you free, dear listener, from the past, from the chains that bind you, from the things that have held you captive for a long time. God says today he wants to set you free, he wants to speak to you. You've heard these songs. He wants to speak to you in a powerful, fresh way. And he wants your response to be, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. That's what he wants for you. Listen to this song, You Deliver Me, by Selah. Love it.
This powerful emotion lifts me up above the plane. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go. Showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When I feel like I can't go on, you deliver me. When the road is winding, way too long, you deliver me. You deliver me. Yeah. Oh. I feel like a sinner. Sins have been washed clean. An absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven. Sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given. You. Too long, you deliver me. You
He delivers us from all that keeps us bound up. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Paul wrote this to the church at Thessalonica, and he said this, and I'm in the Message Bible. One more thing, friends. Pray for us. Pray that the Master's word will simply take off and race through the country to a groundswell of response, just as it did among you. This just hit me, Betty, a few days ago, this passage, these three or five verses really here in 2 Thessalonians 3, starting with verse 1. It pray for us. You know, I want our listeners to pray for this ministry. We have faithfully been giving the word of God out there for 16 plus years, 7 years in Indiana, other years of ministry. Pray that the Master's word will simply take off and race through the country to a groundswell of response, just as it did among you. And pray that we'll be rescued from these scoundrels who are trying to do us in. There's always going to be some of those, right? I'm finding that not all believers are believers. I like the way Paul put that. But the Master never lets us down. He'll stick by you and protect you from evil. We've been talking today about being delivered from evil, and there are times in our lives where situations, people, events, whatever, are evil, and they try their best to take our attention away from our relationship with God. That's why we just keep talking today about how much we need Him. We need Him. We do not need to let the evil forces around us that try to sway us and take us away from the fire of the Holy Spirit invade our thoughts and our behavior. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, I think that this goes along with getting the word of God out, but also,
yes,
what goes in must come out.
Uh-huh.
So if you have the word of God and you keep it close to you and
yeah.
you hold it close and you speak it with authority.
Yes.
Because it seems like in the last few weeks, months, years, that Christians have lost their authority.
They've lost their authority. They've lost their fire, you know?
Yeah.
We're a little strange, Betty, in that because we are on fire, quote unquote, for God. But in so many churches, it's just a lukewarm, watered down gospel now.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we become complacent.
Right.
We become lethargic.
Yeah.
We become so involved in ourselves that we can't see what's in front of us.
Yeah.
That we can sit, moan, and complain about the things that are happening to us. And we accept that. Okay. We don't have to accept anything
right.
the devil throws at us.
That's right.
That the enemy throws at us, because we have the authority.
We do.
Given to us by the man that died on Calvary.
Amen.
Cross. And we have to claim it back. We've
yes.
got to,
yes.
Claim back the things that the devil has stolen from us. And again, because of that lethargy, because of the complacency, because we're too afraid to step out of our comfort zone,
right?
To step out of the boat and walk on the water, because our Savior is not just a handheld position away from us, is that we have got to become the people that God created us to be. Okay, we're created in God's image. Okay, that right there says it all. If you're a king,
amen.
Kid, act like it. Take authority.
Amen.
Take authority. The chains that bind you do not have to bind you anymore, because you have the authority to walk on scorpions.
Amen.
Excuse me. And to be able to kick the lions, to be able to knock them back. Send Satan back where he belongs.
Right.
I am a firm believer in kicking the devil back to hell where he belongs. Sitting under the ministry that you provided us with at Cornerstone,
right,
made me a prayer warrior.
Right.
Now, I stand behind the line of grace
mm-hmm.
at times, but then I'm out on the front line.
Right.
It's time, people, that we stand on that front line, that we stand behind the people of the Word of God, that we stand behind the things that God created us to be. It's time to step out of the boat. It's time to get off of the where we think that we belong. Why don't you ask God, where do you want me? Where do you want me? What right. do you want me to do? Daddy God, where can I be of best help to you?
Right.
Where can I give you the most glory? And when we take that authority, the Holy Spirit becomes entranced in us. We become a volcano of faith and grace and holiness, because all we want to do is serve God.
Amen. And
when it comes to that point in your life, your joy will return.
Mm-hmm.
Your happiness will return.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't mean that we're not going to have all little bumps in the road from time to time, but it gives us the endurance to overcome those bounces and those crisscrosses in the road, the fork in the road. Because people, right now, somebody out there is facing a fork in the road.
Right.
And God, where God guides you, He will provide for you.
Amen.
It all boils down to trust God, because He loves you. And I'll get off my soapbox now.
You know what? That is a fantastic soapbox to be on. It's time for people to get on fire. I just turned over to 2 Timothy chapter 3, about verse 12, and it says, unscrupulous con men will continue to exploit the faith. And I think, and I mentioned this earlier, a lot of people are turned off by quote-unquote TV evangelists and preachers and whatever, because they see them making astronomical amounts of money. You know, we got to get our attention off of things like that and get our attention on the Word of God. And Paul says here to Timothy, they're as deceived as the people they lead astray. Boy, couldn't be more true. As long as they are out there, things can only get worse. But don't let it faze you. This is verse 14 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Stick with what you've learned and believed. That word stick has to do with the word focus. You know, stick with it. Focus on it. What you've learned and believed. Sure of the integrity of your teachers. Why, you took in the sacred scriptures with your mother's milk. I know I did. Growing up as a preacher's daughter, I learned scripture from the time I was just a little tiny thing. There's nothing like the written word of God, for the scripture is God-breathed. God-breathed. It shows us the way to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. I skipped a line. Every part of scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our own rebellion, correcting our mistakes. And we'll go on with that in just a moment. So often we get our eyes on people and how they failed. Evangelists, pastors, teachers that have made huge mistakes or have enriched themselves with fancy cars and fancy homes and an opulent lifestyle. Get your eyes off of that. There's always going to be con men. That's what it says right here. There's always going to be unscrupulous people. Get your eyes and your attention off of that and get your attention on God working a new work in you. Didn't plan on doing this song. Here's another one. We just let the Holy Spirit lead. This is by Third Day, and it is a song my own son Ryan has sung beautifully. Love this song. It is called Soul on Fire. Is that you?
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart.
What a song, Betty. Till I Am a Soul on Fire. Love it, don't you? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I would have liked to have heard Ryan sing that, too.
Oh, yeah. He sings like that guy. His voice is very similar.
It's so encouraging to know that once you get that close to God, once you feel his presence like you've never felt before, if you give your life to the Lord, you rededicate your life to the Lord, or you come out of the shadows and you say, okay, God, I am ready. That song will tell you exactly what it feels like. I want to be a soul on fire.
I don't want to be cold.
I want to be on fire. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be everything that you want me to be, God.
Yes.
And that's my prayer. That's my prayer for myself, for you, for the listeners.
Yeah.
I want to do, God, what you want me to do.
Yes.
Guide me, lead me, protect me, keep me in your shadow, and give me the promises. I'm praying your promises, and that's something that we can do on a regular basis. Pray his promises. Remind him. Go boldly before the throne and say, God, I want the joy. I want what they're talking about. I want
Amen.
The joy. I want to be on fire
yes.
for God. And that make that your prayer today is say, God, I want all of you. I just don't want to it'll be it. I want all of you.
Mm.
And if you ask, you'll get it.
You know, remember, Betty, I know we're a little older, but do you remember falling in love? You know, when you fell in love with Joe, I remember falling in love with my husband. I remember that amazing feeling of like butterflies and like feeling like, wow, you know, this is forever. In your case, it has been forever. In my case, it wasn't. But just the same, I mean, the feelings were there, you know, and the excitement to hear the phone ring, to... You know, I've got grandkids, as you know, that are getting up there. Chase is in love, you know, now. And, you know, it's so cute. And Levi's in love. And he's a senior in high school. Chase is out of high school. And Rylan's already married. I mean, some of my grandkids of the 12 are already at that age. Justin is falling in love, it appears. And, you know, I see this, my grandkids, you know, and... Your grandkids are younger than mine because I'm a couple years older than you. So anyway, I think it's because my kids started young. But anyway, right. You know, it's just so fun to see them and to see them bring the girlfriends around or the boyfriends around and to see the way they act with them, you know, and they're just silly and cute. And Chase and his girlfriend just went to Texas and spent time with Mark and Candy, my son and his wife and the baby, and the new baby Joel Chase. And it was just so cute to see those pictures and all that. We need to be like that. That's my metaphor. We need to be like that, like young love, when we are so wanting to spend time in the presence of the Lord, where we so want to hear his voice to us, where we can't wait to open the Word of God, where it is our passion to teach the Word or to talk about God and the answers to prayer. We need to be like young love, Betty.
Yeah, you get the... You get the heart pounding, perspiration.
See, I knew you felt that way when you met Joe Thomas. I knew you did.
I did.
And I know you still do.
I do.
Yes.
It's different, though. The one thing that we don't want to do in situations like that is take advantage of
sure.
certain situations. But it all boils down to that the love that you have for the Lord Jesus Christ will continue throughout the rest of your life. Once it starts, don't let the fire go out. Because if you learn to trust and devote yourself to a life of serving him, there is no better life than you can have. And
he
reminds us daily through Scripture. I mean, there's through every Scripture in the Bible of how much he loves us.
Oh, amen.
How much he cares for us.
Amen.
All, you know, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Fear not, for I am with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is a thread just all the way through the Bible is love. Do not fear. I am with you. Be, you know, it comes down to the point where you have to make the choice.
Yeah.
Do you want to serve him or do you want to serve this world? I myself desire to serve the Lord. Mm.
I think.
And it all. Don't you think that is what we as Christians look forward to, is to serving
God? Oh, absolutely.
More intensely, more radically.
Radically.
Radically, you and I are radical when it comes to prayer.
Yeah, we are.
Praising and Nan and Cindy and Shell and PJ, Sean and Nathan, Teresa, Megan. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
Radical.
Intense, radical people of where we are, where we came from, and where we are now. Where would we be without God?
And that's why we're going to do this song. Lord, I need you. Make it your prayer today. Make it your prayer.
Lord, I come. I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh.
You, Jesus. Lord, we need you. Mighty God, King of kings and Lord of lords, we need you. we can't go this life alone. It's just not that easy. We need you in our lives. Lord, I pray for our listeners right now. Let the message of this show burn in their souls. Let them decide, make a decision that they want to be a soul on fire for you. Let them declare out loud, Lord, I need you. I need you. Don't want to walk this walk alone. Don't want to walk this walk just listening to all the voices that come at us from every direction, trying to influence our opinions on whatever. Lord, we need to hear your voice, mighty God. We need the voice of the Good Shepherd to speak to us. Your word says in John chapter 10, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Lord, we do hear you. We hear you calling out over the airwaves today to lukewarm people that are just kind of existing and disillusioned with church and Christianity. We hear your voice to every one of us. Become a soul on fire and declare, Lord, I need you in my life. I'm nothing without you. Oh, Lord, it reminds me of Catherine Kuhlman, that great servant of yours that is with you in heaven. And I remember watching her years ago in the 50s when she was on TV, God, and I remember her saying, Lord, I just need you. You're all I need. Lord, you are all we need. Everything else will fall into place when we get our priorities right with you. Lord, we let go of and surrender our own desire to do everything our way. And we declare today, Lord, I need you. Bless our listeners, Lord. Let them be changed today by this show, this music, this talk, but especially the Word of God. Let it get down deep within them and let it change them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, as you were praying, I looked at, the Lord gave me a scripture. If you don't mind if I read it.
Please read it.
Jeremiah 29, 11. I think that's the one.
I get some feedback going on here. Jeremiah what?
29:11. I'm going to change versions here.
Yeah.
If I can get through this. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and bring you back from captivity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what the Lord is trying to tell us here in these last few minutes is, seek me, knock, and you will find me.
Amen.
But again, it's our choice. Our choice, what we do.
Yeah.
My choice and my prayer for you today, dear listener, is to pray that you will seek the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and being.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not by our power, but it's by his Spirit, saith the Lord. And commit today to be a soul on fire.
Yeah.
To give all that you can for the kingdom of God. and all of these things shall be added unto you.
Yes. Exactly right. So whatever's going on in your life out there, dear listener, God knows. You can't hide anything from him. He knows everything that concerns you, the good and the bad. He knows the issues you're going through, and he knows the pain and anguish that you possibly are in right now. Some of you are in physical pain with physical problems, and God wants to touch your body right now, and he wants to touch your emotions.
Amen.
And he wants
Amen.
To bring you out of that place of feeling so defeated and discouraged. He wants to deliver you. That's been the message of this show today. He wants to deliver you.
Amen.
He wants to bring you out of that place that has been so difficult for you and bring you in to all his mercy and grace for you, his blessings, his touch on your life. He wants you to so need him that you cry out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the words of that song we just played, Lord, I need you. I want to be that soul on fire. I want to let go of the pain of the past. I want to start a new day. I want to not live in the past and the old memories and the old things that have dragged me down. I really need you, mighty God. And I really want to be that soul on fire for you. Let that be your prayer today. We want to pray for you. Anytime that you have prayer requests, please email us prayers@bohmglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. One more time, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Betty, who have you heard on this show, my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, or Shell will pick up your prayer request and get a prayer written, sent out to the radio team. If you want to be on the radio team, just send a little note to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and Betty will make sure you get on the team. Also, we encourage you to go back and listen to these shows that we've been in this new series now about 4 weeks. God is blessing it mightily. Who is he? Is the title of this series. Go back and listen to these. You can go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcasts, go down to the name of this show, which is Living the Good Life, and you can catch shows you've missed or that you want to hear again. Pete is amazing, our engineer that comes on after me, and he will have this show up on podcast in no time this evening, as he always does. So we thank Pete in advance for him doing that work. Yep. And we just thank all of you for your support. If you want to be a financial partner with us for the radio bills, that's what your money would go for. Go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage to donations, and you can give. A PayPal screen will open up. You can give towards the radio ministry that goes around the world. We also have a radio station now in Puebla, Mexico, and so we have shows there. We'll talk more about that another time, but God is blessing that ministry too. Betty, a final word from you. We got to get out of here.
Boy, I tell you, 2 hours goes quick, doesn't it?
Very.
When you're in the presence of Almighty God, it just
yes.
seems like a minute.
Yes.
One of the things that the Lord enabled me to do today was to let it go. Is to let go of things that I have no control over.
Amen.
And again, if he guides you to it, he will provide.
Yeah. And he'll see you through it, whatever it is.
Amen.
Betty, Amen. It was unusual. We usually have another team member or two more sometimes on these shows. This is the first time that you and I have just done a show alone, I think, or maybe the second time. But anyway, it was a joy, and our friendship goes back to the late 80s when you were part of my ministry there in Indiana. God bless you, Betty Thomas, your husband, Joe, your whole family, Megan, Ben, the kids, everyone, and all of your crazy animals, because you have so many on that ranch there in Indiana. And thank you for your time here today with us.
You're welcome.
It's not far
my
to
pleasure.
Jesus. God bless every one of you. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, the pastor of Beacon of Hope Ministries, and Betty Thomas, bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope. God bless you. Have a good week. Go back and listen to this podcast again. It's on tantalknetwork.com. Be on there this evening, and you can listen again StarcomRadioNetwork.com on Saturdays and Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next week, because I'm going to be right here in this chair live next week. See ya.